Hi everyone, it is Reverend Molly at A Common Sense Approach to the Bible. Before I get started, let me pray for you. We are in Easter week, and I just want to lift you up. I feel like it's really important to do that first. Heavenly Father, I pray for anyone who listens to this podcast. Father, I ask that you just surround them with your love and your comfort and your grace and mercy this week. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, I ask that you draw them closer to you this resurrection week for the glory of the kingdom of God. Get them on their path. Get them on in their destiny. Get them walking in the way that you would have them to walk. In Jesus' holy name, I ask and pray. Amen. So guys, we're going to finish up our annual cardio checklist today. I want to talk about point number 11, 12, and 13. I want to talk about having bulldog faith. I want to talk about stop focusing on others. And I want to talk about thanking God continually. You know, when you, years ago, I heard Dr. Charles Stanley, and for those of you who do not know him or who are not aware of him, you can always search him out on YouTube, Google him. But I can tell you that when I was first starting my walk with Jesus Christ, I heard him preach one evening, and he said, "My friend, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will step onto a battlefield and you will not step off of it until you go home to be with your Father in heaven." And truer words have never been spoken. I can tell you 25 years later, OMG, we are in a fight against the forces of darkness and against Satan. And if you think that it's not real, you're being deceived. In this walk with Jesus Christ, and I want to keep this really simple for you in closing out these last 10, 11, and 12 points that I have. Number 11 is have bulldog faith. You've got to grab God with your teeth and never let go, just like a dog with a juicy steak bone. Don't ever let him go. Once you're saved and you've accepted him as Savior, Jesus tells us that Satan can't even pluck you out of his hand. And doesn't mean he isn't going to try, but I'm telling you, you hang on to Jesus no matter what. And I want to say, come hell or high water, period. Number 12, stop focusing on other people. Period. What they have, what they're doing, where they're going. Focus on Christ and delight yourself in Him. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Because as you delight yourself in Him, His desires actually become your desires, and then He gives them to you. Psalm 37:4. Simple. And number 13, thank God continually. You know, even me being the mighty Christian that I think I am, and that's, I'm laughing, going, ha ha, yeah, right, Molly. I still have trouble with this, especially if I'm going through what I feel like is a battle, where you feel like you're walking through jello and you just can't get out of it. That's really one good sign to let you know that you're being very oppressed. But I have to constantly work on thanking Him. And I learned from Dr. Charles Stanley, get up every morning, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up today. Because honestly, guys, He holds our very breath in His hands. And it's not a given that we get to wake up the next morning. Most of us don't want to talk about that, but it's biblical and it's real. So I have to work on that. But when I stop and recall the past things that the Father has done for me, then I'm like, oh, thank you. I genuinely can thank Him for all He's done for me in the here and now, because I look back in my past and see, but look how He moved. Look how He answered that prayer. Look how He didn't answer that prayer, thank God. And because His Father's care is engulfed around us, and He's not going to let us go, and He's not going to let us boob if we're really trying to do the right things, our intentions, you know. Now, if we're not listening to Him, there are times when He allows us to boob so He can get our attention and say, focus, what are you doing? But I can genuinely say I love Him more today than I did yesterday, but I'm not going to love Him as much as I will tomorrow, because that relational building process that goes on with Him is, you can't describe it to anyone. He is real, and He is waiting for you. And I know that going through these checklists might seem cumbersome to you, but they're as simple and as real as I can get them to you without, you know, throwing a lot of theological discourse in there for you. Sometimes everybody, the people I'm called to, just need it simple and clear. Just give it to me. Give me the truth, and let me know that you are telling me the truth. And if I feel that you're telling me the truth, I might listen to you. But at least every year, go through this checklist in your heart. Make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing if you've accepted Christ as your Savior. The Holy Spirit is faithful. He is faithful to help you. He's faithful to lead, guide, and direct you. He's a faithful counselor. He is a faithful friend. You will never feel alone. It's just, it's a miracle what His death, burial, and resurrection on that Easter Sunday over 2,000 years ago bought for us. And here we're coming up this Sunday, March 31st, 2024. It's Resurrection Sunday, and the tomb is empty. The body wasn't stolen because the burial cloth was still lying there. When Mary Magdalene and Peter and John got to the tomb, the cloth was still there. The head covering, it's called the sudarium, it was folded up neatly aside from the burial cloth. And let me just tell you a couple of things of what this all means. It was a tradition and a custom in those days where if a servant had set a table for for his master, and if the master got up from the table and wadded his cloth up, if he had to leave the table, it meant that he was done. Like if he wiped his beard, wadded his cloth up, he was done, and the servant could clear the table. If the master got up from the table and folded the napkin, it was a sign to the servant, I'm coming back. Don't clear the table. And I can tell you, that folded head cloth was folded up, and it was aside from the burial cloth, and that was a sign that Jesus said, I'm coming back. And I can't reiterate this any more clearly to any of you. He is real. I had a vision of the Lord years ago. I didn't see His face. Thank goodness, because if you see His face, you're not alive. You know, like you can't look at Him face to face and live. But I can tell you that He is real. And I can tell you that He wants you. He wants to get you on your path. He wants to get you where you're supposed to be. He wants to enlighten you as to His realness, so that you can defeat your enemies, so you can help your family, your wives, your children, your husbands. You know, we're in a battle, and it's getting worse, and it's getting darker, and we're going to have to learn how to fight. Soon, I'm going to do a YouTube teaching on how to battle. I mean, bottom line in it, it was put on my heart, teach them how to battle. So this is closing out our annual cardio checklist. Have bulldog faith, guys. Stop focusing on everybody else and thank God continually. And enjoy your Easter Sunday 2024. And until we speak again, this is Reverend Molly at A Common Sense Approach to the Bible. God bless you so much. You can always email me at molly@jesuswithoutthejunk.com.